I thought we had finished the week off strong today. Had a lot of different situations. Red zone, 2 minute today, heavier personnel groupings. So, you know, dove into that more this week. Thought we finished strong. So, a lot of good reps that took place. Situational football. Really pleased with the progress we're making. Today is family day. I think the message to our team, we talk about forming a brotherhood, and I know that's kind of a cliche. I don't know if that's the right word, but we need to come together as a team. And we talk a lot to our team about the importance of relationships. I think sometimes in the NFL you get away from that. And we stress the importance of it. And today with Family Day, it brings another emphasis to that. So some of our players here, their wives haven't met each other, girlfriends. So it gives us the time to do that. Plus, for these guys to get a chance to see who's coaching their sons or who's coaching their husbands. So we'll take advantage of that day today by doing that.
Did individuals this week. How did he come out?
I thought I had him written down as a guy to talk about. He had a really good day today. He just looks like he's, you know, sometimes you come back from an injury like that, you wonder the confidence level. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now. He just, you know, jumped right to the front of the line the first day he was back. He just has some ownership, and, you know, he's going to take advantage of his opportunity. I think he missed being out. And he's not going to miss it. So he's a guy that has really had a couple good days.
Will he do any team before summer break?
Yes. You looked at, he'll get some reps.
Okay.
Who else is he right now?
What's that? Yeah.
We anticipate
him. Yeah, he should be able to get some reps in there.
Who else is on your list?
I had Mercedes. I think he's doing good. The guy also I'd like to talk about is Blake. Okay. I think Blake is, you know, I haven't mentioned him much. But he's really doing a good job picking up. I think his mechanics, his throwing motion, I think when you look at the balls he's throwing, I'm sure you standing on the sideline can see a difference. And I just think he's really done a good job, you know, owning this offense. He's not there yet, but definitely should take mention or should take notice to him and the progress he's making. T.J. Yeldon is somebody that I think is done a nice job. I think that whole running back group has done a good job working together. They're each taking their chances, their turns. Bernard, D-Rob, Toby, you know, Grant. He's done a nice job in special teams and has caught our eye. So offensive line, I think that's a big thing. You have a couple of new guys there. Can we bring that? You know, you've heard us talk about last season. Those guys need to play next to each other, build that unity. You know, we really need to see that. It's coming. It is really coming with that group. I see him, you know, Jeremy Farnell compared to Luke Jokel, different personalities, but you're seeing them gravitate towards one another. And if we can get that accomplished in OTAs, even without having pads on and things like that, I think that'd be really beneficial.
Best free safety, Sample. How's he playing and how's that competition
going? Yeah, he's doing, I think Sergio, I think today, he showed flashes today, which I went over to the sideline and told him that's what we need to see. Sample has been progressively getting better. He's caught our attention. We're going to try to get him more reps. You may see him get some reps with the ones next week just to see how that shakes out. But when we're starting to do that, that means he's showing up. But Sergio had a good day today.
How was first 2 weeks this year compared to first 2 weeks last year?
Well, I think defensively we're further along. You know, I think we're, again, trying to create that standard, but I think the players understand what the standard should look like. So that's good. Offensively, we're progressing faster than I thought we would, learning a new offense. You know, I think last year when you have a bunch of new guys, I mean, remember last year in the offensive line, we really didn't know. We were trying to find out who the starters were, and I mean, even into the season. Where this year now we have strong competition, but at least they're playing side by side. And I think because of that, and a lot of guys in their second year and third year, it just seems to be coming faster to them. If you would talk to our coaches, they'd say, without a doubt, we've got some guys that are really sharp intellectually and knowing football. That is not an issue. The number of busts on offense has been minimal, and that's a great sign.
What do you emphasize next week?
We got, we'll go back through and hit some of the situations like red zone. I think we have a goal line period, but that will be walkthrough.
Yeah.
So just a few more situations that we talk about and then just get ready for mini camp.
Any chance Clemens shows up next week?
I don't know. I would doubt it.
You doubt it.
Are you happy with the precision that the offense has?
Yeah, well, like when you have minimal busts, you know, I think that's something that stands out.
Is that like during the play, or are you talking about?
No, it'd be like alignments, assignments, guys doing the right thing. You know, execution of play, or, you know, if they drop a ball, that's not what we're talking about. We're just lining up the right shift, the right motion, and executing their assignments. You know, the finish part, you know, we'll keep working on that, but that part is minimal, so, which is a great sign. Offensive line with protections, you know, pointing out the mic, how we're going to protect certain looks, done a really good job with that.
How confident do you sense that Blake is with the new mechanics and all the new stuff?
Yeah, I sense it coming. He's always been a pretty confident guy. I mean, if you talk to him, he'd say, hey, I've got, you know, so many days until I've got to be on it. And, you know, but I think you sense just his demeanor, but he's always been really hard on himself. And I think that if he struggles, he takes it personal rather than it's part of it. It's part of it. I think he's dealing with that part much better. He just seems more mature. You know, I know he's enjoying the coaching staff that he's working with, but they're really, really challenging him. It's almost like it's never good enough. But I think that's what Blake loves about it.
Special Rick, Gus, no fullback, any separation? Yet at tailback, and how much can you really tell without them passing?
Oh, it's hard. I think we see signs like Bernard, I think, has really done some good things. I told you about TJ, Denard, Toby. Those guys right there are the ones that are really standing out. I think Storm, he's been doing really well, and then he kind of plateaued a little bit. We need to get him going. But those guys right there, I think, are all, you know, doing pretty well. So until we get the pads on.